in corporate America is what we're calling, and I have a slide to show you, a bit of a silver tsunami with 10,000 people turning 65 every day and most baby boomers actually not having enough of a nest egg to retire. Only 1 in 10 feel that they have the money to retire. There's a sort of, now the baby boomers are at about 34% of the workforce, whereas they used to be 50% in 2005. And now the millennials are over 50% of the workforce, where they used to be about, well, under 30% in, under 20% in 2005. Generation X, my generation, we've kind of stagnated at 22%. And so why is mentoring important? How many of you here are from corporations? Wow, okay. How many of you are entrepreneurs? Great. How many of you work for government? Okay, welcome. So mentoring, as we look at our millennial generation, this is where the scales are tipping, as I shared, between the baby boomers retiring and leaving the workforce, and the millennials now, this is 2015, they're now over 50% of the workforce. So they go into the workforce, they were raised by parents who told them they could do anything, they could be anything, and parents who, in a culture where everyone gets a trophy, everybody wins, life was online. A connected community with 8 or 10 different ways to communicate, email being probably the least favorite, right? But a lot of the importance of entering the world of work and having mentors who, and really reciprocal relationships, which we call reverse mentoring, where mentors can show the ropes. Sometimes at work, we know we're swimming in the water with sharks, or at least jellyfish, and how do you navigate around those? How do you navigate around them? And millennials, I met with Jim Clifton, the CEO of Gallup, and he said, you know, when I was looking for a job, I would go and interview, and upon getting the job, that became my passport. And from that, I could then get married, buy a house, have 4 children, buy a Chevy, and go vacation once or twice a year about 100 miles from where I lived. Today, young people enter the workforce saying, will I be able to make a difference here? Will you invest in me? In my learning, in my development, and I want a second family at work, and it's a more of a purpose over paycheck mentality and a real desire to be invested in from a learning and development. So I share with a lot of my corporate clients, because we help companies build mentoring cultures and to elevate both women in the STEM workforce and retain millennials. If you don't mentor, if we don't invest, plan on losing them. Last year, 21% of millennials left their jobs. 60% plan on leaving their jobs in the next 18 months. So really, purpose over paycheck. And I don't want to generalize. I had a young woman, and Sammy start with me. Actually, Monday was her first day, and she started her first day. I came out here. She started her first day running my office, and she came to work with me, and I was like looking at her, she's in college still, and I said, I don't think I know what you knew. Like, I was probably 35, like I couldn't believe she was in college, and just all that I learned from her in her first day. And sometimes I wonder who's really mentoring who. Millennials also are very passionate and focused on social justice. 75% of millennials say that being mentored is crucial to their professional success. 79% want their boss to be more of a mentor or a coach. How many of you here manage people? It's what they're looking for, more of a relationship where we see them. Think of the movie Avatar. The Na'vi phrase, "I see you." I see you is real. And it's being seen at work for our authentic selves. Being seen in the good times and the bad times. And feeling that people, you know, that we know that Susan down the hall's mother just went into hospice care. Or Sarah's expecting her first child. Or Danielle just lost her dog and is devastated. Do we see each other at work? And that drives, and when we invest in each other at work, that drives retention. So the people who mentor at your company are the people who drive retention at your companies. And that needs to be recognized much more. In fact, let's talk a minute about the business case for mentoring. At Sun Microsystems, there was a formal mentoring initiative. People from the engineering department at Sun that was bought by Oracle, I think we have some Oracle people here, right? So, Sun Microsystems, the engineering department, people could choose whether they wanted to be mentored or mentor. And they did a study done by Wharton and Gartner. Guess what happened? After 5 years, the mentors got promoted 6 times more. The mentees, people who asked for help, got promoted 5 times more. Retention rates were 69% for the mentees, 72% for the mentors. It was 20% higher. Retention was 20% higher for the mentoring group than the people who chose not to participate. Now, what do you think it costs when a company loses a pretty good employee? What's that? Expensive. What does it cost? What's that? Loss of knowledge. Okay. Loss of knowledge, loss of skills. Okay. How does it affect, does it take time from senior leaders to go and interview? So senior leaders have to leave what they're doing. They have to interview other people. If you're hiring a recruiter, how much will they charge? So 20%? 20 plus? Yeah, usually about, the industry average is about 33% salary. Plus you have a loss of productivity when the person's not there, the morale of everyone around them, okay? And then senior executives back interviewing instead of doing other things for the company. So the loss is estimated at 1 year salary. And for a sales executive or someone who carries relationships or a highly skilled technical worker, sometimes it's estimated at 221% salary. So we're talking about a simple intervention, creating a mentoring culture, a culture where people see each other, a culture where we also look at sponsoring women and more minorities to drive more diversity in corporate America. Can anyone tell me what is the difference between a mentor and a sponsor. Yes. I love how your hand just shot up. Yes, and please tell us your name. Daisy, yeah? Okay. Okay, a mentor provides life experience, skills. A sponsor might help you get to the next level or the next step. We say a mentor is someone who speaks to you, and a sponsor is someone who speaks about you behind closed doors and champions you to other people. I'm going to let you all in on a little secret here. The entire Old Boys Network and Silicon Valley are built on sponsorship. According to economist Sylvia Ann Hewlett, 83% of women do not have sponsors. Men are 46% more likely to have sponsors. And any woman that I've met in the science, technology, engineering, math fields that have had a sponsor, 9 times out of 10, the sponsor was male. So men have held up and sponsored. And women, there's a huge opportunity for us to understand our own networks, our own power, and our ability to both mentor and sponsor. And we could spend hours on sponsorship, but I want to get you guys on the road to testing out some of your own, flex your own mentoring muscle right here, right now. We need to take people on our journey, and we need to recognize much more in this world the act of mentors. They say a teacher affects eternity. I say a mentor affects eternity, where you never know their influence lives on. And at Gallup, they did a survey. Sorry, not Gallup, Gannett. Every single senior leader attributes where they are today to having a mentor, 100%. So we're going to take a journey together, right here, right now. We're going on a mentor road trip. And you're going to have the opportunity. You're going to have the opportunity, and you're not going to be happy with me because I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Okay? We're going to give you 5 minutes to meet someone, connect on a question, and then we're going to be having you meet another person, okay? And you're going to want longer, you know? And everyone says, you're going to want longer, but we're going to do some speed mentoring. And quickly, feel free, if you find someone and you really want to continue your conversations, okay, feel free to give them your business card and say, can we meet for a Skype coffee? And I have some special flash mentoring session cards up here I'll walk around with, and maybe I'll ask for one more volunteer, and we'll be walking around. You can write a little love note to someone and just hand it to them. And it says, I really enjoyed and valued our talk during the two mentor flash mentoring session. Would love to schedule a follow-up Skype call coffee to continue our discussion. You don't have to give one of these out, but we just want to take this from networking to meaningful connecting. Please let me know if you're available for a follow-up connection, okay? So it's just an invitation to invite someone for a 20-minute, 30-minute coffee or Skype call. So what I want you to do, I'm gonna lead you through this journey. And when I say time, I want you to raise your hand that you acknowledge that it's time and then glare at anyone who's still talking so I can pull everyone back and go to the next segment so you have the chance to meet as many people as possible, okay? In this first segment, I want you to pick someone in the room you don't know. I want the person, and I have to do it this way, I want the person who has shorter hair, okay, shorter hair, to be the mentor, and I want you to share a little bit about your leadership journey and decisions you made along the way. If you find you don't have a partner, just run up front. Okay, if you can't grab a partner, run up front, and we'll try to match some of you up here. Okay, go ahead. Start now. Okay, shake hands with your partner. Thank them. Raise your hands if you can hear me. All right, this next section. It's a beautiful day. I mean, the sky is clear. It's just a complete open sky on the highway. And you're just looking past your dashboard at what's ahead. You're not looking in behind. You're looking ahead. And, you know, the car's filled with gasoline. You've got your mochaccino or your tea and your munchies, and you're ready for that next leg with your mentor. What I want you to do is I want you to look around the room, and I want you to carefully pick someone just who doesn't remind you of yourself. Okay, no little me's, no mini me's on this one. Someone who does not remind you of yourself. And we have some men here, so I, you know. And in the next segment, okay, I want the person who came the farthest to this conference, the person who came the farthest, to be the mentor, and I want them to talk about this next section. What revs your engine? We're going to slam that accelerator. We are on the highway. What revs your engine? What are you really motivated by in your life? And it definitely can be focused on your professional life as we're all building our careers. But what really gets you excited, revs your engine to do the work you do or just personally? All right, so the person, find someone who doesn't look like yourself or remind you of yourself. And the person who's come the farthest is the mentor. You got 5 minutes, go ahead. Okay, let me see your hands. Thank your partner. You guys are great. You guys rock. Thank you. Cindy was telling me yesterday that there was a company, was it Pershing, that had a reverse mentoring program? Pershing had a reverse mentoring program where younger people, millennials, were mentoring older people. And 3 years later, Cindy, tell them what the retention rate was.
96%.
96% retention rate of millennials 3 years later, because they also got to help and give and be the mentors. So for this next segment, all right, want you to find someone that you really feel you just feel like you could be really comfortable sharing with them, okay? And what I want you to do is just find out if you haven't had the opportunity to be the sort of, like, if you for some reason haven't had the opportunity to share, just let them know. Okay, otherwise, the person with the higher heels, the person with the higher heels is, in this case, actually the mentee. Okay? So find your partner, and this is what you're going to be discussing. You're on this road, and it's fun. It's great to be on a road trip with your mentor, because whatever happens in that car stays in Vegas. You can have real talks, play some good music, and really share. But now you realize you got a flat tire. You're driving and you have a flat tire and you've got to pull off the road. And I want you to think of a time, a situation where you have had a flat tire in your life, where your battery was dead, your tire was flat, you were just burnt out, or having a professional challenge. Okay, if you need, it can be a personal challenge. Big or small, it doesn't matter. Want you to share with your ment- I want you to share if you've got the higher heels, okay? What slows you down? What challenges do you face as emerging leader dealing with this flat tire and challenge in your life? Okay, so just find someone you feel comfortable sharing with, check out the heel height, and go for it.
Okay, how'd that go for you? Did you make a new connection, a new friend? I had to hug my mentee. Like, I love her. And I was like, we can raise your hand if you can hear me. It's like, gosh, why don't I do this more? Why don't I talk with women more about being a mother and the guilt? And how to navigate that. My daughter's 14. Elrisa's daughter is 8. And it's just amazing to discuss that and realize we have so much in common. So I can relate. And I definitely want to continue my conversation with you. Did you guys have a good conversation? Thumbs up? Woo! Okay. All right. Your next partner. For your next partner, you get to mentor each other. Amazing thing about women is the vast experience we have. And when we get together with our professional friends and girlfriends, we can do peer mentoring. We can learn from each other. And while we're doing that, we can be taking a hike, getting a manicure, playing with puppies, or have our kids running around. Or my 14-year-old slamming the door on me, okay? But really, this is, I'm kidding, she's awesome. So this next segment, I want you to do a peer mentoring segment, so each take 2 minutes, and I want you to discuss how you continuously grow and hone your skills in this ever-changing economy. Ever-changing global economy. How are you just sort of keeping yourself relevant and learning? And is that fun? And just share that journey that you're on of building your professional skills and honing them in this global economy. So for this segment, I want you to find someone who does not have the same hair color that you have. Okay, shade darker or shade lighter is fine. Okay, and go ahead and get started. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to bring you back together.
Okay, hands up.
I am loving this hands up thing. Well, I just got arm wrestled into doing my favorite version of mentoring. So I'm gonna ask you to do a leap of faith with me here, people. I need my baby boomer and top Xers to be with me on this plan. Everybody over 40 in the room, come to the front. Quick, like little bunnies. I'm gonna have you stand here in a big long line and face the audience. 40 and over, my people. Those of you who remember when cell phones were as big as bricks, come to the front of the room. So get in a long
Cindy,
line.
Cindy, can I play on this one?
Out.
Cindy, can I play?
Yes, you may.
Awesome.
Yes, you may. Get in a big long line right here, people. Everybody who is left. Oh, I love all my sisters and three brothers who are here. Thank you. All right, now, we're going to, first of all, recognize the power and wisdom that exists here and thank this group of women for that. Now we're going to recognize and make sure we're crystal clear about where our future resides, which is with the rest of the people in the room. I'm going to ask all of you now to come forward. Oh, yeah, please. Typical baby boomer. I was like, yeah, whatever. Okay. Now I'm going to ask all of you who are standing in the audience to come and match with one of these people, pair off and walk away. And here's the trick to this is everybody with their backs to me, you are going to be reverse mentored by the younger ones who are in the audience coming toward us with glee in their eyes. And I want you to focus on two things. I'm going off the assignment already. I want you to focus on two things. Number one and most important, mentors. Tell your mentee the most wonderful app that adds to your life or productivity. Yeah, you think I'm kidding? No. So that'd be number one. Number two is, What do you believe the most important thing for you as a leader to accomplish in the next year is? Ready? Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. How'd that go? So just, if you can raise your hand if you hear me. Shake hands with your mentor and tell them they don't look a day over 32. Thank your mentee. Thank your mentor. All right, here's one of my favorites. Hands up, can you hear me? Sometimes in life, we need to stop the car and drive in reverse. We need to drive. We have 10 minutes left because we started, right? We have 10 minutes left, so I'm going to try to get in. I'm hearing 5 over there and 10 over there. I'll take 7. 5. Okay. So this will be our last segment, and then we'll wrap up. But sometimes in life, we need to take pause. And in this next session, I'm going to let you decide who's the mentor and the mentee, but you're going to drive in reverse. And share with yourself something you wish a mentor had told you when you were getting started in your career. If you could drive back in time and find your 20-year-old self, 18-year-old self, 16-year-old self, 24-year-old self, I still have to talk to my 47-year-old self. And what do you wish, what did you learn? What do you wish a mentor had told you, or maybe your mentor did tell you this, and it made all the difference. So for this session, I want you to find someone maybe who does remind you a little of yourself for some reason, and you've got 5 minutes. Thank you. Ten, nine, eight. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, hands up. Let's do the hands up. How's everyone feeling? Did you make some good connections? Were you amazed at how you could really connect with people in these 4.5, 5 minute intervals? Was that... So next time you're in line to get on your plane or in line in a grocery store, just think of the connections and the mentoring moments we can have. To close out, I want to share a poem that was found at the children's home in Calcutta of Mother Teresa. And if you didn't get one, I have a few more up here. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Ladies, succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, come and mentor all of us. They may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and your God and let's say the last line together. It was never between you and them anyway. Great having you. You've completed the mentor road trip.